Patient name, Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Q-K-U-H-L. Patient date of birth, 6/15/1973. Provider, Corrine Castrol, PMHNP, BC. Appointment start time, 2/5/2024, 2:30 p.m. Appointment end time, 2/5/2024, 3:30 p.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. It's the most bizarre thing. This is a quote. Quote, it's the most bizarre thing, comma, people would think everything is okay with me, but I have depression and anxiety, unquote. The onset of patient symptoms was about 2 years ago when he entered therapy with James Leahy, L-E-A-H-Y, in Holbrook. His symptoms have been worsening over the past few months. The patient reports feeling sad most days. He has anhedonia in the sense that he doesn't enjoy going out with his friends anymore. He feels like isolating himself. And he exercises less. He is still able to enjoy playing hockey and skiing with his children. He denies any loss of libido. He stated that his marriage is not affected. He stated that his marriage is, quote, everything, unquote. He has feelings of guilt when he goes to play hockey. He is also feeling guilty about the effect of his depression upon his wife. He has feelings of worthlessness, which are only newly acknowledged, but he feels he's had them most of his life. The patient reports feeling slowed down, fatigued, lacking energy, indicative of psychomotor retardation. He complains of lack of motivation. He has no suicidal thoughts. He does have more concerns over his own mortality, given that several older family members have been passing away. Also, his sister is going through cancer treatments, and it is the genetic form for which he has to get tested. The patient has been wrestling with why he couldn't be better at his job over the years. He had a tendency not to advance his whole life, and he began to believe that he was not worthwhile. He stated he may be an achievement, quote, hog, unquote, for the sense of validation. He's run the New York City Marathon 3 times, and he's always looked for something outside himself to give him self-esteem. He just turned 50. He stated he doesn't know what he is doing career-wise, and he doesn't know where his current career is going. He is angry that he can't give his best to his wife. He did state that his character was never that of a warrior at all. In fact, he was the opposite. His anxiety appears in the form of ruminations that he is a failure. And he can't seem to stop them when they start. He lies awake in bed, sometimes thinking about this. He sometimes feels a sense of psychomotor tension, but nothing serious. He's never had panic attacks. He has never been psychologically traumatized, no obsessions or compulsions. He's never been manic or hypomanic. He never experienced auditory or visual hallucinations, never had delusions. The patient denies any attention deficits, but he does report a decline in his concentration since depressed. He finds tasks tend to be arduous in nature, and it's hard for him to get going and starting them. The following stressors were reported.